Now, you mentioned also the question or the idea of using TC, with the C being cyclophosphamide, with trastuzumab. Where's that heading?
Our group is looking at a trial in the adjuvant setting where we're going to compare TC versus either TAC or dose-dense with trastuzumab in HER2-positive patients.
Any feeling in terms of how you think the TC with the cyclophosphamide trastuzumab will compare in terms of tolerability to TC trastuzumab with the carbo?
I think the TC with the cyclophosphamide is probably going to be a little bit easier tolerated. It's certainly easier to give. It's less complex. You don't have to calculate out the AUCs. The number of cycles is still something that we are working out. And in our plans now, we're thinking of 6 cycles of TC cyclophosphamide to have equivalence in the trials. We'll be doing TC versus TAC. We're going to really address the anthracycline question.
TC versus TAC in the HER2 negatives.
Right, in the HER2 negatives.
And then what about the HER2 positive?
And so in the HER2 positive, the question was TC versus dose dense with the standard inclusion of trastuzumab in the taxane-containing arm.
That's fascinating. Other than the Memorial pilot study of dose dense with trastuzumab, we don't have a lot of data on that. Yet our patterns of care study show that about a quarter of oncologists are using dose dense with trastuzumab. So you all want to study that compared to TC.
Right. It's out there.
Yeah, that's a great question.